Thank you and good morning. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza is retiring next month after serving the city in various capacities for over three decades. In addition to his stint as city manager, he joined the Arcata Police Department in 1982 and ascended the ranks to become police chief in 2002. Mendoza made his final talk shop appearance on Tuesday and spoke about the changes Arcata has undergone since he became city manager, including the sales tax increase that brought in additional revenue.
I mean, it was just incredible having those extra officers. So you look at the plaza today, yeah, there's issues out there, but it's nowhere like it was before. And Redwood Park, we don't have the complaints. People are using it now. The citizens have taken back their parks, and just those things, Measure G has just made all the difference.
However, Mendoza added that the city still needs to balance its budget.
The revenue stream is very stable. We have a very diversified pie that most cities would be very jealous of. At least that's what our sales tax consultant tells us. The problem is the non-sustainable employee costs, the medical and health coverage and retirements, and they just haven't been able to be sustained.
Mendoza will officially retire on July 7th. Arcata police served a search warrant at a residence in the 2200 block of Baldwin Street in Arcata and confiscated more than 500 growing marijuana plants. Officers also found 5 pounds of processed bud and evidence of drug sales activity. The two residents, 33-year-old Daryl Durham and 28-year-old Alicia Durham, were not at home at the time of the search, and warrants have been issued for their arrest. Elsewhere in Arcata, police were called to an apartment in the 500 block of 8th Street late Wednesday night to investigate a disturbance. They found a hash lab on the premises and confiscated more than 4 pounds of hash and evidence of sales. Officers arrested 35-year-old Michael Robert Johnson and issued a warrant for 36-year-old Nicole Atkin West. Johnson was booked for felony possession for sale and an out-of-county warrant. Hospice of Humboldt is building a new facility on Timberfall Court in Eureka, and local contractors and businesses will do the majority of the work. The $9.5 million Ida Emerson Hospice House is expected to be completed in 2015, and local subcontractors have been awarded contracts of more than $6 million to build the facility. President Gary Miller said in a statement that the construction contracts are a boon to the community. Hospice of Humboldt employs 81 staff members and 126 volunteers and provided end-of-life care to more than 600 people in 2013. Fortuna police served search warrants at two locations on Wednesday, confiscated nearly 5,000 growing marijuana plants, and arrested two Fortuna men in connection with the growing operation. Officers searched a residence on High Street in Fortuna and found the residence had been completely converted into a grow house. They confiscated 2,800 plants at that location. At a second location on 9th Street, officers found another commercial growing operation and pulled out 2,100 plants. Officers arrested 54-year-old Charles Eddie Horn and 54-year-old Owen Donald Anderson. Both men were booked for cultivation, possession, and possession for sale. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A car found in a lagoon may be a key to a missing person case. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Humboldt County authorities are re-examining a two-year-old missing persons case as the result of an SUV found in Freshwater Lagoon by fishermen. The sheriff's office is saying only that the body in the car has not been identified, but they are trying to link the car with a missing persons case first reported in June of 2012. In June of 2012, authorities announced the search for a Grants Pass, Oregon woman who was last seen in Elk Valley Casino in Crescent City. At the time, they identified her as high risk, meaning that she could be mentally impaired or the victim of foul play. Now, authorities are saying they do not know the identity of the body in the SUV and will not until an autopsy is complete. But they've already said that the car appears to have been part of that two-year-old cold case. Dave Silverbrand for KINS News.
18-year-old Fortuna resident Everett Thomas Gross walked into the sheriff's office on Wednesday after learning that he was wanted for questioning in a burglary at Trim Scene Solutions in Redway on June 11th. Gross ended up in jail after deputies arrested him, and he was booked for burglary. The general manager of Trim Scene Solutions reported the burglary after discovering that some $3,000 worth of merchandise had been stolen. Gross was identified as a possible suspect, and detectives continue to follow other leads in the investigation. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.